Let's talk about today something very relevant. I think it's probably one of the most complicated days of halachic life of a Jew. It's like, excuse the expression, it's a bit of a sandwich generation. Where you have strollers in the same room as wheelchairs, and you know it's all over the place. There is Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. It's probably the one of the most complicated days of the year. Okay, Baruch Hashem. But there's quite a few halachas that it's important to know, and just it's sort of a summary of certain halachas that it's worthwhile thinking about. It'll make life a lot easier.
Yeah,
okay, make life a lot easier. So there's a whole sefer, by the way, put on Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. There's a whole sefer about this, which is actually a good sefer. But there's also halach and Shulchan Aruch in separate halach and Tov Mem Dalet in Hilchus Pesach Simon Tov Mem Dalet. He deals with din Erev Pesach Shachalias B'Shabbos. So Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos. Okay.
Erev Shabbos or
din Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Yeah. So Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. So most Shabbos will be the Seder. Okay. So he says the first halacha, which is obviously the important one, is with regard to Bdikas Chametz. Yud Dalet Shachalias B'Shabbos Boid Kenel Yud Gimel Umavaren Hakol Lifnei Shabbos. In other words, the Bedikas Chometz is done on Thursday night, and you get rid of all the stuff that you need to get rid of. You get rid of before Shabbos. Umishayrim Mozen Shtei Sudas Tzarech Shabbos. Now this is Lav Dafka, and you leave two meals for. In other words, on Thursday, you leave your meals. You leave just two meals. It doesn't mean that. What he means is, brought down Shara Tshuva, it doesn't mean that. He means that you got to make sure, he's talking about getting rid of chametz just before Shabbos. It doesn't mean that. What it means is that you got to minimize all the chametz that you're not going to have on Shabbos. Get rid of already then. You get rid of all the chametz that you can already before Shabbos comes in. Now, you have to understand what's going on in the house, okay? You've got chametz. You've got the same place that you're going to be having the meal a little bit later with matzah, right? You've got Shabbos where you have limitations of how long you may eat. You have on Shabbos limitations of what you may eat. And you have Shabbos limitations, that you have to eat, right? So here it gets very complicated. So let's go carefully. That's what he talks about next in of Shteis Udus Shlishis, Zmana Acha Mincha. Okay, so he talks about here the halacha of Suda Shlishis. So you have, what's that?
Let's go slowly.
So on Friday night, so first of all, there's a mitzvah. The first of the Dinah B'dikas Chametz is done on Thursday night. And you say Kol Chamira. You say the wholeness of Kol Chamira. On Erev Shabbos, truthfully, up your halacha, there's no reason why you got to burn the Chametz in the morning. Right? Because there's no din Bali Yore Bali Motzeh on Friday. It really applies on Shabbos afternoon. Yeah, Shabbos off on the sixth hour, right? That's when you're over. And therefore, so the other ways of getting rid of it. Only be Echom said a Shreifah, then you contribute that. But the reason why we do the Shreifah's Chometz on Friday is in order to not to, at that particular time, not to get messed up in the other years. In other words, it's, we always do it at that time, you do that time as well. On Friday as well, but
a rare occasion. Why would you get confused? It's a rare occasion to have a Pesach Shabbos.
Yeah, no, but if you burn the chametz later on during the day, so last year you burnt the chametz later on in the day, so I can burn the chametz later on during the day as well, and that's no good because even it's a deraisa. And therefore, in order to get around that mistake, but the chametz is always at the same time. Besreifas chametz is always at the same time. Now the difference is that besreifas chametz usually we say kol chamira. This year we did not say kol chamira on by besreifas chametz. Yeah, we don't say this Kol Chamira. We say it on Shabbos instead. Okay? On Shabbos, when you have finished eating your meal, you say Kol Chamira on Shabbos, which we'll discuss soon, then you say Kol Chamira. Some people don't say the Lashon of Hefka Afka Da'ara, because you're not to Hefka on Shabbos. It's different Minhagim. But the only difference is, so the B'dikas Chametz on Thursday night, the Shreifas Chametz on Friday morning, you just don't say Kol Chamira, and you say that Kol Chamira of getting rid of the chametz, because you still have chametz, right? You still have chametz, so you're going to be eating chametz, and that you do
Thursday
on Shabbos morning.
Thursday night you say Kol Chamira?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now. Obviously, you're going to have the challenge of, what do I eat? Do I eat chametz stick, to eat Pesach stick, and now the Shulchan Aruch talks about. Today things are a lot easier because you have disposable dishes, right? And therefore, first they're disposable and you have a lot of dishes. So to eat, so you have two choices. You can either eat Pesach stick, all Pesach stick dishes, completely Pesach stick, bring all the Pesach stick dishes, and
on Shabbos.
And just make sure the chametz is somewhere else. You have no connection between the chametz and the Pesach stick dishes. Alternatively, you can eat by the table where the chametz is and keep the Pesach dishes far away and all the pots and everything else far away. Just you have to have in mind, in other words, that two options would be that, again, so for example, you have the chametz in one side of the room or on a mepeset, which is covered or not covered, as a shaila, as a shinemoko or not, and the rest of the meal you have inside in a regular place on Pesach stick dishes. Okay? In that situation, you just have to be able to see the place where you're going to be eating a different din of shinimokah, or you have to have in das very clearly that I'm going to be eating somewhere else, otherwise there's a problem of shinimokah, it's not the same place. But that's really the safest option, is to eat the chametz in one place and then clean your mouth out and wipe your clothes down properly and wash your hands and then eat on Pesach stick dishes somewhere else, unless you want to do disposable, right? Unless you want to do disposable and to eat all the chametz and all the thing over disposable dishes, so chuck the disposable dishes out and do that. But again, you've got to be very careful with the different things. Interestingly enough, there's a very, very big shaila in the halacha. The Chaz Nish brings down that lechem mishnah on Shabbos, what you can do lechem mishnah with. So let's understand this. On the lechem mishnah the night before, there's different minhagim about eating matzah. Yeah, before Pesach. Now, on Erev Pesach, it's also to eat matzah. On Erev Pesach. That's a minute. It's also to eat. Pasuk Gemara says, "Kol ha'oicha matzah be'erev Pesach, gil ha'bal, arisosi be'beis chomov." Is this for you? Wow. Yeah, it's a very chomov thing. The Raman says, "Makan oisa t'ashtet z'nafshoi." Yeah, it's all different versions of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. The minhag is not to. Interestingly enough, if a person didn't have any lechem mishnah, the Chasam Sofer said he could still do it because it's a drabbanon, and the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos overrides a drabbanon. There's a very interesting shubus about that. Yeah, but on the night before to eat matzah, it's not a minute to eat matzah. So one generally eats chametz the night before. To use the matzah as lechem mishnah, the Chasam Nish says you can. Other people say you can't because it's muksa. Because since you're not going to have in mind to eat it, you're not going to eat it. Therefore, it's muktzah machmas mitzvah. And if you're not allowed to, there's a big discussion amongst the poskim whether the matzah that you're not going to be eating is considered muktzah. Other people say it's not muktzah because as Shabbos comes in, you're allowed to eat it. Yeah, you only also eat it the next day. It's a muktzah b'chetzi Shabbos. It's not. It's a muktzah half of Shabbos. So there's a whole. There's a very again. You can go into this in depth.
Put the chal and the matzah together.
Yeah, you're gonna have a problem.
You won't eat that matzah.
Yeah, you're not gonna eat the matzah. No, the shaila is not gonna eat the matzah. But can you use it b'chlal? Is the matzah usable on that Shabbos? So there's a whole discussion about this. I'm not going into that, but just think about it. And therefore. Usually the best idea usually is in these situations to work out exactly how many people you have for the meals. Have in mind to give them each, say, half a pita, right? Pita doesn't make a lot of crumbs. You don't have this cutting it and there's crumbs everywhere. Work out half a pita. See if you have, I don't know, got five people for Shabbos, so it's 2.5 pita to a meal, times two meals, times three meals. You'll see soon in a minute. You work it out. And therefore you get rid of it that way. Now, so the question is it two meals or is it three meals? Okay? So now let's understand scattering. And this is the next problem. The next problem is where the Mechaber brings the Su'udas, the Mosul Shtei Su'udas, the Sorech Shabbos, Su'udas Shlishis Zmana Acha Mincha. It says in Shulchan Aruch that on Erev Pesach, it falls on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. No, it's the whole day. Right? Not to eat matzah the whole day. On the other hand, there's a mitzvah of eating Suda Shlishis. So, what do you do? Chometz you can't eat after the Zman of Mincha, for sure. You can't eat chometz, because already from Shah Shishis or Chomishis, wherever it is we discuss that, it's also to eat. So, chometz you can't eat. Matzah you can't eat, because it's Erev Pesach, you don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. And so, what do you do is Suda Shlishis. So, this opens us up to a very, very massive machlekus on what is a chiv of Suda Shlishis, what is a chiv to eat on Suda Shlishis. Shulchan Aruch paskens that the priority of Suda Shlishis is that it's going to be done after Mincha. You cannot have Suda Shlishis before the Zman of Mincha. Right? That's what he holds. You can't have Suda Shushas before this man of Mincha Gedolah, right? Mincha Gedolah. You can't have Suda Shushas before Mincha Gedolah. And therefore, what are you going to eat for Suda Shushas? Matzah you can't eat, Chometz you can't eat, so what are you going to eat, right?
Egg.
Oh, so he brings down...
You're not required to eat bread on Shushas.
Exactly. So according to Shulchan Aruch, okay, the priority is to eat it after Mincha, but the priority is not necessary to eat bread. So Shulchan Aruch brings down, so he brings the concept of Matzah Ashira. Matzah Ashira is... I don't know of any good Hechsha Matzah Ashira. I don't know. Is there such a thing, Matzah Ashira? Matzah Ashira means basically, he says, Matzah Ashira is matzah which is made with fruit juice. Yeah? And therefore, you're not Yotzi Mitzah with it.
Natural complete on here, and like has some water in it?
No, yeah, you know, it's mixed in. It's enough fruit juice in to make it mazonos. To make it into mazonos. Apple juice, yeah. Have you ever seen Matzah Ashira with a decent Hechsha? I haven't. Mm-hmm. So, why? Because there are more.
Egg matzah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, and the Ramah says how God Medinas Eilush Ein Noigin Lecha Matzah Shira. The Inig Znaz Matzah Shira because it tastes like matzah, and again you're getting around the problem again. So the Shulchan Aruch says the priority is having it after Zman Mincha, but you can't do it then, and therefore he brings down that you do Matzah Shira. Okay, we don't do Matzah Shira.
So what do we do?
So what do you do? So says the Ramah. Haramah says Ein Noigin Lecha Matzah Shira. So he says he comes to the Shlishis but mean a Peris of the boss of a dogim. So you don't forget about matzah, forget about lechem mishnah. You do it either with meat or fish or fruit shiva saminim. So many opinions say it should be dafka shiva saminim, and you have fruit in the time of suda shlishis. That's what the Ramah brings down.
That's the Lubavitch
minute
all year, by the way.
Lubavitch minute, I don't even know suda shlishis exists to an extent.
Wow.
No, I've been to plenty of places where they have divrei Torah and have habreng and they yeah, there's nothing. Yeah. There's no fruit, there's no meat and there's no fruit.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Mashka keeps you going. No, I'm saying, but they, for some reason, I don't know where the Makor is. It must have a good reason. It must be Shulchan Aruch Harav. I don't know. I have to look into that a little bit more, where to get it from. But
can they have kosher place of pizza? They have it in
Shulchan. Yeah. Oh, so the Mishabura brings down that... So he brings down, you can have tavshil, which is like knedlach. You can have knedlach or matzah brai or things like that. Yeah, no, but there's a difference to matzah shir because it tastes like matzah. Knedlach doesn't taste like it. Obviously, there's a shida whether, you know, some people hold knedlach is chometz gomor, right? Gebrocht. Whoa. Right? It's mamish. It's better to eat, you know. Okay, fine. So obviously that won't be an option. Mishabur brings out an option. Obviously he did gebrocht, right? And he brings a kremzlich, and he brings with things that you cook the matzah. So that's different options. I don't know many people who do that on the Zonah. So the option is, again, forget about Lechem Mishnah, do it after Mincha time, and do it with Mina Peiris and things as follows. Peiris. The Gro brings another alternative, and he says, it's better to make Lechem Mishnah than to do it after Mincha. It's more important to have Lechem Mishnah than to have it after, than have Suda Shishas after Mincha. And therefore you have an alternative of making two meals before Mincha. In other words, let me speak it out. So therefore he says, what do you do? In other words, he says, what do you do? You, as soon as you daven early, everyone davens early. Baruch Hashem, I don't think any shul does. Yetzirus, maybe they do. Yetzirus Shabbos HaGadol is long. I don't think they do it. Not on Shabbos. Not this kind of Shabbos. You get home early. You have a short meal. You wash with your pitot, whatever it is. You wash. You have something with it. You can have milchiks. You can have whatever you want. You can have milchiks. You have everything you want. You bench. You go for a walk. And half an hour later, Chazanus says the best is a half an hour later, you come back and you start your third meal then, and just make sure, and then you have the third meal before Bishar Sirius, whatever it is, and then you have your third meal earlier on. And therefore, it's better, lechatchila, to have your third meal based on Lechem Mishnah than to have it after Mincha and not have Lechem Mishnah. Lemaisa, because we don't know, there's different minhagim, therefore do both. Have the third meal before, that makes split the first shachris meal into two. Obviously, you have to do it before The chametz, you have to finish the chametz meal before the whatever it is, 10 o'clock, whatever it is, right? So it's going to be a little bit rushed, right? And then after chatzos, after mincha, the mincha time, then have you mina peiros and dogim and whatever it is, or knedlach. Then that's fine because then you've been yotzer both opinions, okay? Yes. Oh. Okay. You do that as well. Yeah. Okay. Now you have bread left. So obviously, if you calculate properly, you won't have any bread left. Bechlal. If you do have bread left, then you have to get rid of it. This is what Shulchan Aruch brings down. Yeah. Toi levar be'erev Shabbos, kein chatzos, and he says what you have left. Obviously, you na hamapa, empty out the mapa. If you're on a higher floor, I don't think there's any inyan to empty out down to your neighbor's garden. So he says. But he says in Nisha Hachomes Achish Ochlus if hey, the Vatli the Kleifa Olav Kliya Matsu Yomtav and Vari. In other words, in a situation where you have a lot of chomets, then it's hard to get rid of. If you have a little bit of chomets, yeah, there's options of either obviously finishing off eating it. Alternatively, you can crumble it up, yeah, and throw it, flush it down the toilet. You have to be careful. What's that? You can give it to a goy, but it can't be too much. Otherwise, it's telling him to take it to through the shusharabim and different kinyonim. You can even sell it to goy certain ways. It's not posh. It's all with the ways. Alternatively, you can make it ein roi la'achila by putting on it. You put it bleach. I don't know whether bleach is something not muktzah on Shabbos. I don't know how many people use bleach on Shabbos, but you can use washing up liquid, right? Fairy liquid, washing up liquid, washing detergent. Yeah, for the dishes, you spritz it all over it. That is not going to make a dog particularly thing, unless he wants to blow bubbles. It's not going to be. Or alternatively, and this has gone to many places as machlekes about this, whether you can take it out and throw it into the communal bin outside. Not in the house. In your house, it's yours. No, but to take it to the iriyah and to throw it into a bin outside, certainly one of these deep bins, it's a situation where nobody's going to take it out anymore. It's not yours anymore because it's considered mock and hefka. It's not yours. It's not yours. No, it's not yours. It means it's not your rishus anymore. I'm not making it hefka. It's just not my rishus. And therefore, the ashes to say you can throw it out there even without putting detergent on it. Okay? I just want to just finish off here. And therefore, again, after you finish eating, you do mevatel chametz to say kol chamira on that loshen. Brushing teeth. Yeah? When you got to make sure there's no chametz between your teeth. And therefore, you can't do it with a regular toothbrush, usually because it's bristles holding the thing as if it's chita. And therefore, you should wash your mouth out very, very well. And you can brush them with a dry brush, as long as it doesn't cause you to bleed. And then spit out the stuff and wash your mouth out properly. And then, obviously, Motzei Shabbos, we have Yak Nahaz, and we have Toidi Einu, and we have all the various different dinim on Motzei Shabbos. And we should all have a chakosha v'sameach, and Ezus Hashem, we should be zoicha, til echel v'zvochim v'psochim, as you go, dominus be'ach.